What are the people saying about tariffs? I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Over the past several months, we have been hearing a lot about tariffs, and especially when we talk about agricultural trade. And what exactly do businesses and leaders throughout Nebraska think about tariffs? Senator Pete Ricketts fills us in.
Yeah, with regard to tariffs, the president is trying to level the playing field for Americans in overseas markets. You know, for example, you look at countries like Vietnam and Thailand that have 30 or 50% tariffs on our beef. You look at the European Union that has non-tariff trade barriers for things like our biotech corn. We want to get the playing field leveled, which is what the president is doing. And you see, for example, with the deal he's cut with the UK, that he's actually been able to get a better deal for Nebraska agriculture. For example, the UK is going to take its tariff-free threshold for beef from 1,000 metric tons up to 13,000 metric tons and agreed to buy $700 million preferentially of U.S. ethanol. The folks I've talked to certainly want to see these things get resolved, and they'd rather like to see these things get resolved sooner rather than later. But they also understand what the president's strategy is with regard to trying to open up opportunities.
And when you say resolved, what exactly does that mean?
When I mean resolve, what I mean is that we sign a trade deal with these different countries so that, we have better access to be able to sell our products into their markets, or at least the playing field is leveled. Again, getting back to, the average world, the world charges us on average a 6.5% tariff or 7% tariff, whereas we charge the rest of the world about 1.5% tariff. So the rest of the world charges us four times the tariff rate that we charge the rest of the world. This is part of what we need to get leveled so that our companies, our producers are on the same level playing field as others when we're trying to sell our products overseas, as those folks are when they're trying to sell their products into our country.
Again, that's Senator Pete Ricketts of Nebraska giving us his insight into the recent tariff news. With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.